is up, still studying, and welcome to the study session for today, Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Jeremy Ritz. So grateful that you're here with me today as we're going to talk Steelers training camp, and what a glorious, beautiful, amazing day today is, because for the first time in 2 years, the Pittsburgh Steelers had fans in front of them at training camp. Now, while training camp is not at St. Vincent's this year, it is at Heinz Field. And the players were excited, the fans were excited. I know that you're excited. I'm excited that we got to see training camp and what it's all about for this year's edition of our Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you followed social media today, Twitter, Instagram, what have you, you saw tons of photos, videos, reports of what transpired today in camp. A lot of positives that we're going to get into today, we're going to share with you. A lot of friends that run other Steelers sites put out a lot of great content. Just want to direct you to the Steelers Depot. If you are not aware of them, maybe you're living under a rock, but they do daily training camp practice reports. Alex Kazura is at training camp, reports out on them. They are phenomenal, so make sure you check them out. And really, if you've got Twitter, just go on. You could get everything that you need to learn what is happening in camp. But again, great first day of pads, physicality. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. But before we do, just want to start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Much gratitude to you for following the Still Study, for reading my work, listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast. It means the world to me. I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com and give me a follow on Twitter at stillstudy. Again, much gratitude to you for following and for sharing with your family and friends. So let's jump right into it. First up, COVID is making a resurgence, and we're seeing that in the reports. If you're watching the nightly news, daily news, you're seeing the increase in cases from the Delta variant, and you have to wonder how that's going to impact the NFL season. Again, priority number one is the health of everybody, but we have to monitor if there is going to be any impact on practices, on play. I know right now the plan is for stadiums to be completely open for fans, but it's something worth monitoring as the situation moves along. And we're starting to hear of prominent players in the league testing positive. Lamar Jackson tested positive once again, quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. But something else I wanted to point out is toward the end of last week, it was reported, and you could see via pictures and videos from the training camp practices that were held at the UPMC Southside facility, that the unvaccinated players for the Steelers wore yellow wristbands. Well, today at practice, one of those players who was wearing a wristband last week didn't have it on today, and that was one Najee Harris. So if the reports were accurate that players who wore that yellow wristband were not vaccinated, we can make the assumption that Harris is now vaccinated. And that is a positive, because he is going to be essential for the Steelers to be successful this season. And what better place to start than right there with the man, Najee Harris himself, who, by all reports, the videos, if you check them out on social media, looked like an absolute stud. And one of the things that jumped out to me as I watched a few of his carries on the available video feed today is just how natural of a ball carrier he looks when he has a carry. There was one run in particular. It was just a 5-yard gain where he has natural vision. He identifies the hole, but then his jump cut allows him to avoid defenders and pick up some extra yards. And again, 5 yards may not seem like a lot, but in sustaining a drive, if you're picking up 5 yards on first or second down, that really opens up your playbook for that particular drive. So Harris looked phenomenal. According to reports from Mark Kambali from The Athletic and Alex Kazur from Steelers Depot, he looked solid in backs on backers. You know, one of the famed Mike Tomlin drills looked a little uncertain at first, but settled in. And then he also caught a TD reception in front of Devin Bush on a slant. So Harris had a solid day in his first padded practice in the NFL. And it was also indicated, too, that he looked very stable, comfortable in pass protection, which is very important in the Steelers' offense. The Steelers organization likes that to be a part of the running back's repertoire, and that was on display today from Harris. Again, only one day of hitting, day one of padded practice. You can't read too much into it, but you have to like that that's what came out of Harris's first day. Some other items to note. There was a fumbled snap between Kendrick Green and Ben Roethlisberger, which we know those bumps and snags are going to take place as we transition to a new center. All signs seem to point to Kendrick Green as the starter. I know that the depth chart currently reads that J.C. Hasenauer will be that first string center, but you really can't read too much into that depth chart. But regardless, there are going to be some of these kinks along the way. So a fumbled snap is better to occur on July 28th than it is September 12th when the Steelers line up against the Buffalo Bills. But these things are going to work themselves out. But it's interesting to see that that was noted today in the practice. But we'll have to see if that gets cleaned up as we move forward through camp. Kevin Dotson is still being held out of practice, and Rashad Coward has been taking snaps at right guard with him out. That's not going to be something that's permanent. As soon as Dotson is healthy enough to return, he will be back into his starting position. Again, not certain what that injury is. Tomlin said it was something minor and insignificant, but we'll have to monitor that as practice continues. Another player who stood out in all of the reports from today's practice is Pat Freiermuth. And that would be a massive win for the Steelers if he can come in as a rookie and produce as the number two tight end. And again, just gives Roethlisberger another option, but he made plays today in the passing game and also in the blocking game, which was something that Tomlin questioned and said that he wanted to see from Freiermuth in camp. Haskins, Dwayne Haskins, QB3 right now per the depth chart. He had two nice plays today, one and seven shots where the offense and the defense square off against each other to try to score from the goal line. Haskins ran in a bootleg for a score, which was nice to see. And he also had a nice 20-yard gainer that he threw to Zach Gentry, third-year tight end. So it's good to see Gentry making a big play, but more importantly, it's good to see Haskins settling in, making some nice plays as a backup quarterback for the Steelers, and excited to see him get a lot of repetitions in next week's Hall of Fame game. A couple other notes here to point out before we close out this episode number 61 of the study session. All reports indicated that Alex Highsmith looked strong today. There are several videos out there of him from practice from this morning. Great spin move on display, a lot of power, a couple tackles for loss. But you have to wonder if the signing of Ingram is giving Highsmith a bit more motivation and incentive to step his game up and elevate and really solidify his spot as a starter in his second year with the Steelers. And then just wanted to point out two other things that were noted via social media. And these both come from Alex Kozura. Again, shout out to Alex. You could follow Alex at Alex Kozura. I think it might be underscore Kozura, and just go to Steelers Depot. But he pointed out Mark Gilbert, an undrafted rookie free agent that I've been high on, had a nice pass breakup on Rico Bussey, who is also an undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver out of Hawaii. So that's good to see Gilbert making some noise in his first padded practice. But the guy that I've been pounding the drum for since he was signed, Mr. Calvin Bundage, had a big hit on Kalen Ballage in the backfield, a tackle for loss. He was in on the assist. And then afterwards, there was an exchange between Ballage and Bundage. But Kizora noted that Bundage had a lot of pop on the hit on Ballage. And so that is exciting to hear, as he is a player that I am rooting for out of Oklahoma State. And one other thing to mention there about Bundage, he's actually running at inside backer, not on the edge. So that's something just to keep in mind as we watch training camp transpire. But he is on my hot list for undrafted rookie free agents. And I got a feeling that he might make a sneak onto this roster in some way, shape, or form before it is all said and done. And study-ins. With that said, that is the conclusion of episode number 61. Grateful that you were here with me today. Grateful that training camp is back in action at Heinz Field. Grateful that Steelers football is coming at us. We're going to be rocking the Hall of Fame game next week. And just grateful for your support of the Steel Study. Please drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Twitter at stillstudy. And remember, on this July 28th, 2021, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace.